This episode is recorded in front of a live streaming audience.
Prepare to attack the enemy's control points.
Get behind me, Doctor!
I am fully charged!
You are listening to Control Point, a Team Fortress 2 podcast with Brent Copeland, Eric Fullerton, Wes Wilson, and Spencer Williams.
Control Point, episode 120, recorded on November 13th, 2011. I'm Brent Copeland.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Frank Williams.
And this is Control Point.
Hi, everybody.
Red Portrait
for everyone.
Nice.
Speaking of everyone, we've got a lot of people today because... even though we pretended to be Wes and Spencer, we're really not Wes and Spencer. They're doing stuff.
Yeah, they're off doing stuff.
This is reminds me of something. I'm having like deja vu to like 3 years ago or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's true.
But
instead, to make up for the lack of those two, we brought six people in. You think that'll do it? We got Nasty Man Nielsen.
Gentlemen.
We've got the Fritz.
Hello.
We got RJ.
Good evening.
We got Uber Medic.
What's in the crate?
We have Awkward Meerkat.
Hello.
And Robo Evan.
Hello, everyone.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, that's a big round table here.
It is a big round table. There's eight of us.
Big panel.
Yay. Well, a virtual table.
Yes.
Yeah.
A tasty one.
Tasty table. Virtual tables do taste good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. People from all kinds of different countries, too. Crazy.
Yeah.
Who's up the latest right now?
I'm...
Well, I think I gotta be the closest, because I live in Georgia, so I'm very close to you guys.
Nice.
Georgia.
Time over here is 2 at night, the 14th.
So yeah. 14th. You guys are into tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah.
So I basically get the same time as you guys.
Sweet.
So I think Nasty Man wins that one. Up the ladies.
Yeah.
Nasty Man wins.
And for that, you get
nothing. I can tell you guys that Monday is going to be great.
Oh,
you
good.
Look forward to it.
I'm glad you're already there to warn us.
Yeah. He's going to be our scout, eh?
Yes. Eh?
Eh? Eh? We got a Canadian on?
Huh?
Do we have any sponsors? Do we have any?
Oh, besides Audible?
Briefcase? Yeah?
No. All I got is Audible.
Okay.
Go to audibletrial.com/controlpoint and pick up a free book.
Do it.
You can stay a member and get discounts and other great books from them. So do it.
Zoom. Now. Anybody here listen to Audible books, by the way?
No, I've not.
I'm going
to register.
I think I have a membership. I don't know.
I tried the Shaft one, and I listened to the Weird Al book that Eric listens to, and I was laughing.
Awesome. Nice. Yeah, When I Grow Up, I think is what it's called.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Nice.
Does he read it himself?
He does.
Oh, I'm gonna have to pick up that one then.
It's good.
Well, very
I don't think
good.
My country was on the drop down list, so I stopped right there.
Oh no.
Oh no.
So this is bad.
I guess instead we'll give you this.
I'm so disappointed.
I like that button.
I do too. That's a good button.
And sadly enough, I don't know exactly who sent that in. Did one of y'all send that in?
Nope.
No, I don't think.
No,
horrible. Horrible stuff.
So. Struck out there.
So what you been up to, Fred? I haven't talked to you in like a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I now own half the world, just not the half that you guys know of.
Oh.
Other than that, not much. Playing a lot of TF2. And, yeah.
Do you start listening to our show again?
Well, I do listen to it, just...
Put you on the spot. Okay, what did Eric say in the last episode? No.
At the 43-minute mark. Cool. But now you've moved on to Skyrim. I guess not really moved on, but everybody's playing Skyrim these days.
Yes. You
I will never play Skyrim.
Just as I was about to play it.
I want Skyrim, but I want to get on the PC, but apparently my computer can't handle it for some reason.
Oh. No, I don't want Skyrim because I would never do anything else. It'd be like Civ 5.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever's having trouble with Skyrim, talk to me on Skype afterwards. We might work something out.
We might work
something out. That sounds a little weird.
Sounds dirty.
We might work something out.
I had similar problems.
Okay. You guys going to do a Skyrim podcast? Call it Scrolls.
Scrolls.
So, why don't we open the briefcase?
All right. What's in there?
A bunch of people. It's a stadium.
Yes. My briefcase.
It is an entire
stadium in here.
Yeah.
We are the people of the briefcase.
Oh, no.
We are the people of the briefcase. But apparently Wes Wilson isn't here, so we can't kill him.
Yeah.
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 Big loophole.
I don't want to be king. Well, other than a bunch of dirty socks.
That really put people down.
Well, then I guess we need to move on to the next segment. Everybody at once?
Status.
Status.
I like that.
Status.
The perfect
status.
Bumper.
The perfect bumper
of all time.
Yeah, this is.
This is going great.
Best bumper ever.
Let me just go ahead and get through this before I forget. This week, Dranix Pantera gave me a bunch of crap. A scarf and a tie. A Noisemakers. A genuine Diamondback. The Scottish Snarl Garlic Flank Steak. Vintage Dokla bars and someone's typing stuff. Vintage killing gloves and a vintage Natasha.
Backwards cleaver.
And
backwards cleaver wordplay.
Oh yeah, backwards clever wordplay.
Clever.
Chocolade.
Yeah.
Chocolade.
Oh. Chocolade. Oh, it's
like chocolate.
It's Russian for chocolate.
Oh.
Now that makes sense.
That is clever wordplay. So thank you for all that stuff.
Russian chocolate. It sounds delicious.
Delicious. Does that have vodka in it?
You got to stand in line for it.
What's in the vodka bottle?
So what have y'all all been doing this week? Should I just throw it out there like that?
Like everybody talking at once.
Yeah.
Let's start.
Let's start with Nasty Man.
Okay, Nasty. Yeah.
What I've been doing this week? Well, I've been playing some TF2, but really, I've been getting ready for my new job.
Oh, nice.
So I've mostly been idling while I'm not at home.
New job, huh? Are you
going
to become a sniper or a spy in real life?
No,
or
I'm an engineer. I'll be selling food at a store.
So you'll be a heavy with a sandwich.
I'll be more like a Norwegian Saxton Hale, I think.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
I can support that.
Yeah, you know, that is one thing I did this week. I played that, I don't know if it's a mod or whatever gameplay, the Saxton Hale.
Saxton Hale mode.
Oh,
Saxton Hale.
Saxton Hale mode.
That was great for five minutes until you die and you sit there and you have to wait for the match. And inevitably, it boils down to Saxton Hale sitting there and like teabagging everybody who's left until the
game. Wow.
I mean, isn't it?
It does say true to his character.
Yeah.
I was trying to get into it. Go ahead.
I would pay to play that game mode.
Just go down and play it. It doesn't take anything. You just click on the map and play it.
That's a server side.
One thing I'll say, however, it's no spying the disco attack.
It isn't.
Nice. I tried to join a versus Saxon Hale mode with actually Robo Evan, but the server was full, so I had to jump on CP.
And the one that you were joining me is the one that I joined Brent.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah, and I didn't stay that long, because seriously, I got sick of just sitting there waiting to play again.
Yeah, because what happens is Saxon Hale and one guy are trying to find each other on a huge map, and it's just like, what am I doing?
Yeah, the better maps are the smaller ones where you can't really hide.
Yeah, they're mostly on like stock maps. I haven't seen it on Payload, but like Gravel Pit, that's terrible. Because
the one that I played was a custom map that was just basically a swimming pool, and it worked really well because it was so small that you just ended up having people making small bases in the corner, but you just had to rotate basically for where he wasn't.
So do you think the quad would be a good map for it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, I would.
The quad.
I would love to see that.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Oh, that may be good. That may be good.
Halo 2 all the way.
Nice.
Saxon Hale in the discotheque.
So I didn't mean to bust up on the status there. Anybody else have anything they want to talk about?
Status.
No, don't worry about me. I was done.
I'll go next if you guys don't mind.
Go for it.
All right. Well, seeing as I just got pulled out of a game like 5 minutes ago, I've been playing a lot this week. I haven't had much work to do, so I've been spying it up, as people say. I've played a couple Highlander lobby matches, doing pretty well. Was just on a payload race, dominating the scoreboard at like 200 points, and the second place had like 100. So, you know, I was wrecking it. It was fun. And then I come on here, and it's like, now I'm here. So that was good. I'm pretty concise.
Excellent.
Next. You all fight for it. Yeah, you go.
Yeah, go.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sure. Oh, me?
Yeah.
I played a little TF2 this week. I got in a couple of matches. Like, I'm playing a little bit on the 4L server. But not too many Team Fortress 2. I've actually been playing Crysis 2.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Crysis 2 is good.
Yeah, I got it a couple months ago, but I, like, never completed it, so I was playing that.
Did you get a hat for that?
No, I'm actually playing it on the Xbox. I don't have the PC to handle
Everyone's
it.
Everyone's lost interest all together.
Okay, next.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go.
You go.
Well, I downloaded the I haven't played a lot of TF2 recently, so I downloaded the Breath of Death pack, which is like $3. And I believe I gifted that to Wes and you, Brent, as well.
To me. To which one?
Yeah, I think you have that as a gift. Yeah, it's Breath of Death and Cthulhu Saves the World. I played those, they're kind of good. It's a retro sort of game. It's pretty
Brush
good.
Of Death.
Breath of Death?
Retro.
Oh, yeah.
I think they have that.
I have to try that out. Thank you.
RPG Breath of... Yeah, it's the same guys who makes Cthulhu Saves the World, right?
Yeah, that comes in the pack as well, I think.
Yeah.
Oh. That's cool.
That is
I didn't even know
cool.
about it. Excellent. Cool. Yeah, a lot of people's weeks don't really involve TF2, and either does mine, really. But I played about 10 hours of Rage one day.
Yeah.
And... It's an intense game. I love it.
Rage Cast.
I love it.
I've heard really good things about that game.
It is so good. It is so good.
It was very terrible. Awesome.
I basically think like just all Bethesda RPGs I'm basically impressed with.
Yeah, it's less RPG than Skyrim is just so big, and I mean, you know, it's
Skyrim.
I don't know.
Isn't
but yeah, this
Rage
is Rage
technically
cast,
an isn't Rage technically an FPS RPG?
I think it's an FPS RPG.
Yeah. Just enough RPG to, you know, get you all nerded up, but not too much, you know. More action.
I love the death animations and just the animations as a whole. It just looks so pretty.
Oh yeah, man. This sounds great too. It's just all around awesome.
Well,
there's no magic missiles.
No.
Who hasn't gone yet?
I think Robo 11. And yeah.
Yeah, Robo
11. Robo 11.
I've had a pretty big week. So, let's see. I think, I forget what night it was, but me and Duke of New York, we tried to fill up CP number 2 on TFC.
Yeah! Are you having a windstorm?
Windstorm.
Dodge my fan, hold on.
No, that's awesome. Some TFC action on control point number 2.
I was trying to notch filter them out, too. On the
and that didn't work at all.
That's okay.
So, then, and then the rest of the week, I've just been playing Modern Warfare 3.
Okay. Oh, I want that.
I want to get that. My friend has it, and he's saying that's really good.
I want it. It's on my wish list.
Okay, next.
Yeah, I think it's on mine too.
Wait, next? I think we've done everybody.
I think that's everybody.
Yeah. Fred, did you go?
Do y'all hear about a lot of Skyrim?
Oh yeah. Okay, done.
Like, I don't know.
Right. I think we're moving on.
Because all I've done is like 25 hours of that. Whoa. Since it's released.
Oh my goodness.
I think we should do the Skyrim drinking game. Every time you say Skyrim, you have to drink.
Drink.
That'll be a pretty boring game. The Elder Scrolls 5.
You know, or
Elder Scrolls V.
I kept trying to talk Eric and West go out to the lines where they're waiting for Skyrim and interview people and be like, so y'all are here for Scrolls? And they go, yeah. I'd be like, well, that doesn't come out yet. This is for Skyrim.
Yeah.
Scrolls comes out later.
That would have been really funny.
I thought so, too.
You should do that.
So now we got the old shotgun contest. Did you get any kills this week, Eric?
No, I got none.
I got 5, so I'm at 505.
What?
So
really?
That's it.
Man.
Didn't you make Brent the winner last week?
Yeah. He's always the winner.
Yeah.
Should we end it? Is everybody sick of that segment?
It's called
segment?
Wicked Nasty?
On longer than What's in the Crate.
Hey, if you want, Brent, I can compete with you for the next few weeks.
Yeah, what you got, Nasty?
I'm pretty sure Nasty's
going to
triple my kills.
I have a truly feared shotgun at 272 kills.
Very nice.
I have a shotgun at 0 kills.
Nice. So you tie with Wes, I think, with 0 kills.
See, every class I have a shotgun that uses a shotgun. I don't use the normal shotgun. I have another item that I use.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, honestly, I would too, except for we're doing this competition.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So,
and then Spencer has condom.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
I have a strange knife, if that counts.
No, your strange knife is crazy. You showed that to me.
What is it, like a billion?
Isn't it a Hail Zone?
Hail Zone with like 11,500.
Whoa.
This is sick.
That's a lot higher than my minigun.
I have a whole bunch of other strange weapons, but I won't really go into that. But I do have a question for Brent about strange weapons.
Yes?
How's your Steamland cleaver doing?
That's awesome.
I don't know, actually.
Oh.
I looked it up. It's good to see
you've been using.
I need to work up my milk that I got from Nasty.
You did,
yeah.
You did.
No, I mean I need to work it up. I didn't say it's like Hale's own yet or anything, but it's close.
It's Eric's own. It's 10.
Nasty Man's dairy products.
Actually, you just entered the Eric zone.
fun fact about the throwables like the Girardi and the milk. It counts how many people you've covered. In its contents, not how many people you've killed with it.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Yeah,
like how
really,
the medigun really counts easy. Ubers.
And the wrenches for the engineer counts the sentry kills.
Yeah,
yeah.
Actually, it counts both. It counts sentry and regular. Well, regular kills with the wrench, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it only like levels up based on the sentry kills.
On the sentry kills, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
The melee kill counter is technically just for looks.
Yeah.
Oh. Dang. Yeah. One of those.
Yeah. And to get back to the your question on the cleaver, I've been using the crossbow, and with that, I've been using the other thing that goes with it, just because it goes with it.
What is it that goes with it?
Well, You know, the amputator have the exact same stats as the usual bone saw, except you heal your teammates when you taunt with it. Other than that, it doesn't have any other gag or stat boosts.
Yeah. Well, if you have both the items, you get like a +1 health regen.
Yeah.
I'm going to look that up.
Simply having that taunt in the first place is reason enough to get it.
I don't know if that's a big enough boost, but it just seems like it was nice. Yes.
It's a boost.
+1 health regenerated per second on wearer. Yeah.
Yeah, I use that combo.
But I'm loving the crossbow. I've just been doing a lot more NG and soldier lately. I need to get back to this and doing some medic. I do love medic and. Why don't we move on? We got some stuff here on the.
On the loudspeaker.
New sun discussions.
On the loudspeaker.
And this goes on for another 5 minutes.
You have been listening.
I can make it go on for another hour if you want.
That's okay.
These are the best bumpers.
Yes, they're dandy.
So we got a news story on the blog this week.
Let's listen to my Watson the Great bumper last week.
What are you saying?
So on the blog this week, there is a vote to help Hale beat up Doctor. Is that the Doctor Ninja? Yeah. So everybody go and do that. I think Aquasun also sent this in. No, he sent in a bunch of patch stuff. Things they added that actually matters. I like this. I don't have to dig through everything.
Good.
It was the full moon where you could wear your costumes for 3 days, the 11th day before, the 12th, the full moon, and the 13th, the day after. So people in weird time zones can wear silly hats.
Today's the 13th. That's awesome. 3 days worth. That's good.
There were three promo items added for Saints Row. The third. You got the Cold War Lucador, which is a heavy hat, which is the form of a Lucador mask.
It also has diamonds in it because it's blinged out.
Sweet. And everybody loves diamonds.
I'm not sure if you guys...
If you're playing Minecraft.
So happy you could ride a pig?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yep. Yep, you also get the right pig.
You do?
Anyways, on topic now.
The next one, you got the Poco Fist, a fist reskin for the heavy, which looked like brown boxing gloves, and on kill, enemy explodes.
Dang.
Ooh, that's cool.
That is only if you kill an enemy with a critical hit and or mini crit, though.
Wow. Oh. And then last but not least is the Mark of the Saint, and it's an all-class badge, which has a fleur-de-lis emblem in the colors of the Saints Row, the third logo.
So is that worth it? It's just the Saints Row logo, but yeah. I'll stop chiming in now.
No, that's good info. So is this worthwhile to buy the game?
No.
Not for the mask, not for the... fists, and not for the badge, but for the game. Well, Saints Row 2 was pretty funny.
Yeah, it really depends on if you like GTA just slightly more wackier.
Yeah.
But
I'm not sure if you guys are in the chat, but that Ferguson kit says there's a mod that will allow you to wear Halloween costumes all year round.
Sounds like hacks.
I think that's a server mod.
Yeah, it's a server mod.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe that's something the Critscast will be covering tonight, because they said they were going to talk about hacks.
They're still doing Critscast?
Oh, that's a lot.
Well, that'd be kind of cool just to enable it. Say we're doing a late night CP After Dark kind of thing, and the Spy in the Discotheque kind of thing. Then you turn it on so everybody can put costumes on just for a few hours.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
CP After Dark. Bring your drinks and your costumes.
That's right. Yeah,
there you go.
That'd be great.
So wait, the spy will be disguised as a costume?
Sure.
Yes. Okay.
Spy's a boss.
I call spy.
The spy disguised as a costume in the discotheque.
Yes, just like a suit floating around.
Yes, and then you've been high or something.
Did I hear a free portrait in the background?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I think.
So, we got something else here on the news here. It's a from Cold Ankles sent this in. The Dark Horse comments are polling the internet as to who would win in a... Wait, we already talked about that. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go vote. The TF2 blog has the info. And last but not least, Aquasan actually sent in a patch correction, which y'all caught already. A Poco Fist. Only gives if the punch was a crit or a mini crit. Okay. So...
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
256.
This joke go, is like... Go, this joke months. Is like 2 months old.
What and why are you gobbling? Oh, that's cool, right. Sex. It's Thanksgiving and you want that turkey. But why is Wes taking off the baster and eating the turkey baster? Why is he doing this?
What is going on?
Oh, well, I guess we'll let him eat that. Now, let's dive into a pool full of eggs.
Alright, that was actually me.
I didn't even hear Watson the crate yet.
That's awesome.
I see, right.
I can tell you this, Watson was in there.
Okay, let's...
I mentioned his name at the beginning.
Well, that's a Watson the Crate bumper for from old awkward meerkat there.
Yeah, it's very awkward, making us all feel awkward as well.
Sure, you're welcome.
So let's jump into here. We got one here from Citizen Lame who says, after being rejected last time, I'll try to redeem myself. How about a sniper SMG called the Snapshot? 30% more damage than the normal SMG. And 20% more speed, however, 40% less ammo.
Hmm.
How does that
Anything
float
that gives snipers less ammo.
What if he used their sniper ammo?
Would that
like
be
the same pool?
A tinier clip or less of an ammo pool?
I think it's the same clip. Like, it uses the same clip as the sniper rifle, so you can switch over and it'll be faster, but you use your ammo faster, and now you can't snipe either if you run out. You gotta use your...
Well, knife. Oh, if it uses sniper ammo, then...
I like that idea.
Say it another way, I never see any snipers using an SMG at all.
I do all the time.
Some people
if I'm
do
forced
it?
To play sniper,
yeah.
I play SMG.
If they're any good...
Like, yeah, if I like, see a spy, I'll just pull out my SMG and shoot him in the head. Yeah.
I don't want to use body because I have an SMG, and
I think you just give him a flamethrower.
My JavP.
The sniper needs a flamethrower?
Yeah.
That's true.
Now, what about an SMG that shoots your body?
An SMP?
That's what I thought.
Is this a survival multiplayer?
Or maybe an SMPP.
Is this a shaft? I thought it was on Control Point.
Yeah, I don't know what
submachine PP gun. The SMPP. Yeah? No? Okay.
I think we're off course.
Oh, we're
or like, yes, you know how in like D&D,
this is a train wreck already.
Like, if you botch a roll, something bad will happen to you. So, you know, say Jurati, right? You can throw it twice as far, but every now and then it'll botch, right? And like, say he won't throw it, but he'll like pee his pants or something.
Or maybe he has to stop and take a leak into another jar. So he's
hey, that's a pretty good one.
Vulnerable.
That way you're
so
vulnerable.
What you're saying is,
this
is TF2. You can do that at Duke Nukem.
Yeah. That works the same as a diggery doo doo.
What you're saying
is doo doo, baby.
It's not
P. That was a Brent thing, wasn't it?
Someone needs to make the diggery doo doo and submit it, and we'll all vote for it, and they'll be like, no!
I'm posting it to the Steam Workshop right now.
Oh, God. Nice. The diggery doo doo.
Okay,
Next,
we got one here from Zolder. A scatter gun for the scout that does negative 75% damage when moving, but crits when you are standing still.
That's stupid.
No.
The scout would be like a sentry gun.
The whole idea of a scout is to always be moving. So if you're standing still to crit, you're dead.
Yes.
Yeah. You're just like a sitting duck for a spy.
It's like a spy with a.
You tell me about it.
Interesting.
Also, okay.
In that case, I would just say 100% damage, not necessarily a crit. More damage than usual, but not necessarily a insta-kill, you know?
Yeah.
I'm fine with like, the standing still stuff, maybe like a mini-crit, but a critical hit, no.
Well, what if for every shot they shoot while standing still, it speeds them up a percentage faster when they start moving?
That'd be good.
They're already fast
but then,
enough.
Then you'll just get people at the spawn just shooting into the, what's it called?
Spawn room?
The outer spawn.
Into the resupply cabinet? Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. It's a tactic.
You want to read this next one, Eric?
Yeah, it's a tactic.
It's like spawn.
Iwandarth?
Yeah.
Iwandarth.
Like
Iwandarth says, a sign that says, screw you, Wes.
I love
There's
it.
There's no
wow,
stats on that, though. Just a sign.
Yeah.
It'd be so easy to make.
Even better, like, it's the
maybe I want a stick.
You can actually have that now.
Even make it better, it's like the pyro mailbox, and then when you hit Wes with it, a mail pops out, and then when he says it says, screw you, Wes.
Ding.
Like it sends him a physical letter to his house.
That gets my thumbs up. That gets my thumbs up of approval.
So I wonder how many people we're going to see getting the big sign out and skinning it or adding the tattoo that says, screw you, Wes, now.
Yes.
I'm going to have one which says, I whoop Wes.
Oh.
I mean, I whoop Wes. A dubstep sign, yeah.
Okay, now we got a call in.
Call in time.
Call.
I'm really not sure if this is the right number, but because it says Nation of Gamers Hotline, but
I changed that.
This is a call for Control Point, and this is my suggestion for Watts in the Crate. And my idea is that Valve should put the proof of purchase into the Mancos supply store or whatever it's called for the original price of the game. I'm just throwing that out there. No real grounds to it. I've been thinking about it for a while. So have fun discussing it and have fun playing.
That sounds pretty like an idea, but that's the stupidest idea
I've ever heard.
I don't like this. I wouldn't say it's stupid.
It's
very
creepy,
but it's a terrible idea.
Yeah, what do you think of Fred?
I wouldn't say it's really a stupid idea, but it's really the idea of that hat was to reward people who bought the game beforehand. So doing it just negates the point of them and just basically just goes to people who bought the game beforehand. Well, you bought the game, but so what? Everyone can get this hat now.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose.
That just ruins the hat, you know.
What ruined BF2.
Well, I think it's also if they could buy it, then that means that the badges like mercenary, the grizzled group, like all the veteran badges wouldn't really matter anyway, because it's the proof of purchase and your hire date badge that really show that you've bought the game. But no one really. You know,
yeah.
I guess no, the whole.
You know, actually, since you mentioned the badges,
yeah.
I think you guys had a call in a couple of weeks ago about it was something that Spencer meant was sour grapes.
Oh yeah.
That it shouldn't be when people bought the game, but it should be from when people started playing. No, about how long people play the game.
Yes.
Yeah. But that is actually incorrect. The medal is counting from the first time you booted the game.
What is going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, I think someone's chopping up some almonds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think someone's like chewing on an apple or someone.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point being, you have all those people who may have bought the orange box, but never really cared for even trying Team Fortress 2, which I'm guessing there's probably not many of them, but there's probably some of them out there.
Me.
Who never booted up. Oh, you never tried Team Fortress 2?
I did play Team Fortress.
Great game.
Yeah, I originally played
it. Is this game called Team Fortress? It's pretty fun. You should really try it.
There's two teams trying to kill each other, and
I hear that.
I misspoke. I thought you said, at first, never consider playing Team Fortress 2. Consider Team Fortress 2.
Well, still, my point is, if you didn't boot up Team Fortress 2 at the very beginning, and it took you a couple of years, maybe, you may not have been... What I'm trying to say is it counts from the first time you started the game, not from when you registered the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Am I being understood, or should I try it again in Norwegian?
Yeah, I understand.
It's okay.
Just in case it doesn't make sense, you can buy the game on...
Det jeg sier at når man kjøper spillet, så hjelper ikke det. Okay, I'll stop.
That's interesting.
Okay, so we got one here from Fire Ninja, and this is a little different. It's not an item. It's a new game mode, and the game mode would be called Single Intelligence, and the maps for it would have to be really big, symmetrical maps with a base for each team. The idea is similar to King of the Hill. There's one gray briefcase in the center of the map. To win, your team must grab it from the center, bring it back to the base, and defend it for 5 minutes. If the timer runs out, you win, and if the enemy team gets the base and takes it, while the briefcase is not something, blah, 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 timer stop. Whichever team timer runs out first wins.
So,
wasn't there already a map like this? Didn't someone try this before?
It sounds like a big game of, a tug-of-war game, except it's going to be a lot of NGs.
Yes. There will probably be a lot of NGs just putting centuries. Go ahead.
Who, me?
I'm on a train and it's going down a hill and I don't know where it's going right now. But hop on with me and I'm sure we'll have some fun with all of us and we'll sing about a cow. A moo, 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 moo.
What is going on?
I don't know.
So, do you have any comments?
Yeah, it's probably because we get 6 guests on the show.
I'm so glad to be a guest on this show, really.
Yeah, me too.
Top 10.
I
Top
am 10. Also a very, this very month. Happy.
What I was trying to say it sounds like it'll start off with 2 really offensive pushes, right? Because they both had the same flag to go after.
Yeah.
And the moment one team have been able to grab the intelligence and get it back to their base, it basically is a attack defense map.
Yeah.
So maybe they could balance it that if the red team get their intel back to some point where it will be dropped and stay there permanently, the blue team's spawn will move up.
Oh, good idea.
And maybe something like that.
Or maybe...
So it seems like it's a good idea to work from. But yeah.
No, go ahead. Oh, okay, thank you.
I'm done.
Okay.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, it's you. Wow, I lost my train of thought.
I'm on a train going down a hill and it's going to jump down and generate it.
Okay.
What have I done?
I got it. So, since it's a neutral briefcase, maybe you should have... It's not a point, but, because you can't have just one scout run in and run it back to his team. You should have multiple people have to grab it at once somehow.
Yeah, I guess four people have to.
Yeah, because.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe if the intelligence isn't a briefcase but a cart, and you have to move it to your base.
Maybe you have to, open it and bring the intel back to the base, so it takes, a time to open it.
And then the scout will say, "What's in the briefcase?"
You've got to go get the briefcase. Okay, pull him down. So, first you got to get the briefcase, bring it back to your cart, which then starts the cart that you get to the control point. When you get to the control point, then you get on the control point and you control that for 5 minutes and then you win.
And then you win the territory and then you do the next map, which is the same but slightly different.
There you go. Just put it all together.
Yo, dog, I heard
Point at your control and control at your point.
Go ahead, Rebel Evan.
Wasn't there a Christmas map from a while ago? Or maybe you guys were just talking about this. But it was, maybe you just wanted it. It was a big Christmas tree where you take the intel would be under the tree. You have to bring it back to your base. It might have been an error.
Oh, yeah. We wanted that.
Yeah. What was
that's
that?
Brent's idea. Yeah,
we wanted a Christmas tree. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was just an idea. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was that Christmas map we always play?
Snowfort.
Yeah.
Snowfort.
I've actually never played that map.
Really?
You should get that on CB1 so we could nominate it.
Yeah.
Wait,
and you should also fix the nominate stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll get Eagle Right on that.
Should also make up CP1, just have Duel Duel 2 all the time.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
Sir, we've moved on to Duel Duel 3.
24-7, Duel Duel 2, instant respawn, 32 minutes.
You know, there actually is a 24-7 instant respawn Duel Duel 2 server that I play on quite often.
Oh, my gosh. That must be, like...
It is the best server ever.
Nice.
This train is going.
It's
going off the rails.
This train has just crashed.
Well, let's let But I Have No Arms bring it back on the rails here with an axe for the pyro that is like a reverse extinguisher. You whack an enemy with it, and then you would burn them. The flames get some... God, this is horrible.
Oh,
and then when you burn them, the flames get some sort of buff like crits for a few seconds or longer burn time. Downsides would be less damage and no crits.
I have input.
Isn't
on this.
That basically the Rift Axe?
No. Rift Axe sets them on fire.
Right.
See, this is technically like the Fan of War for a scout. It marks an enemy for death, and all other damage the enemy takes after that is buffed by 90%. But the actual club, which the Fan of War is, only does 10% damage of what a normal club would do. So this axe seems like it would do some sort of damage, defense debuff on the enemy for a few seconds.
It sounds like then, it's mainly just flame debuff, but yeah, that could be interesting.
It seems like it'd be cool to have more weapons that did cross-class damage. Like, okay, I use my flamethrower of the whatever, and it basically charges this guy that makes the sniper's bullets do more damage. But a little more selective to what...
Actually, pyro and sniper already have a mix together.
Well,
with the
then you
could...
Yeah. Then you can have it be like a medic thing, like a different metagun that helps, I don't know, helps NGs get metal faster from the dispensers or whatever.
I can just see medigun of the stealthy, medigun of the fiery, like all these classical RPG weapon names.
Medigun of the ouch.
Okay, fine. I'll do it on myself.
Wait for that buzz noise.
How about a fire hose? A fire hose for the pyro.
Well, he can already extinguish people with air blast.
But he sprays water.
Yeah, and he sprays water. It's like
the flood.
And what if the hose actually came all the way from spawn with him, like wherever he went, so you could see like
that'd be cool.
The hose, like trail. there's the pyro.
Like the spy just follows the hose to find his bag.
Pretty much.
Okay, we got another call in here.
Call in.
This is from Giovanni.
What in the crate?
Oh, God.
Whoa. Wow.
Apparently, that was just a bumper. So.
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
So, fine.
That was a
fun. Well, I'd say that you would need another.
What in the crate?
That sounds like that was for your Halloween episode.
It sounds like a good idea, but I think we would need more spawn points and maybe damage debuff.
And more cowbell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It needs more cowbell.
There you go.
Yeah,
yes.
There we go. Yeah.
I actually just thought of a live What's in the Crate idea. A flamethrower for the pyro that alt fire can, instead of air blasting, you can shoot like oil or something, and so you can use. It's like spray oil far away and then use a flare gun to light it without being close range.
Ah, that sounds like a good idea.
It's kind of like an AOE flamethrower, you know, or a flare gun.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you guys think of something like that ages ago?
An AOE.
I'm sure. We're pretty smart guys.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I've actually got one. Me, pick me, pick me.
Go, Fred. No. All you.
Okay. It's a minigun for the heavy. It's not really a minigun, but it'll be main for the heavy. The idea of it would be a mid to long range gun, so it fires slower, but it will be a lot more accurate. The idea is that, you know, then the heavy can actually take on longer ranged enemies and be slightly less effective at close range. So then he can be more useful in, like, defense points.
It's like the alternate fire on the minigun from Unreal Tournament.
Yeah.
Possibly, but the idea is that you still need to spin it up.
Yeah.
So then, the way I think of it is just think of it as the heavy's equivalent to the pistol.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
You got a name for this gun?
The Kevin.
The Kevin.
The Kevin.
Kevin.
Awesome.
Oh, Kevin's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's my neighbor, actually.
So, anyone else have an idea that they've been wanting to, that they've been dying to get on?
I have one. I put it in the doc.
Well, say it. Go ahead and say it. Okay. I'm not reading it's, anymore in the doc.
It's the duck gun with a very distinct sound effect.
Oh.
Hit it, Eric. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, but done.
That is all.
Okay,
it'll be a gun for all classes.
Excellent. I like it.
That's cool. It'll actually be a hat.
Oh.
It'll be a strange hat.
Strange hat.
Yeah.
It'll be. Yeah. It'll. Strange hats will count how many people look at them. Yeah, it sounds good.
Exactly.
didn't you guys like think of that like a couple of episodes ago?
Yeah,
like
we're pretty smart guys. We probably did.
I'm a strange sense of deja vu.
Yeah, I remember this idea. I remember this.
Yeah, it was a good one. All right, we moving on to the old.
Yeah, listeners? Let's wrap this up.
Let's
wrap this up. They're like, we got four more segments, dude. I'm sorry. We're on for a while. But let's get to RJ Spy Tip of the Week. Live!
Yay.
Sweet.
So, yeah, I guess I'll just have the stage to myself. Okay, cool. So this week's tip, Stab and Sap. It's really fun to pull off. I remember listening to episode 11. Spencer was trying to pull it off. Basically, you get behind an NG disguised. He has to be an NG that's whacking a sentry or upgrading it or something. And you stab him, and then you have to watch where the sentry's looking, because after you stab him, the sentry will start coming for you, which it'll turn around. And you have to follow the sentry behind it and then stab it. And it's so much fun to pull off, but it's even fun when you mess up. Spencer was saying, like, it's a challenge, you know? And, yeah, you quickly switched to Sapper. Thank you. Aqua Sun in the chat room. Yeah. And you can, if you're really good, you can actually stand on top of the NG's head and you'll still have time. And if you're really good at it, you can actually get a couple of feet away from the sentry and still get it. I have a video, as I said before, but, I get a good distance on it, so. But enough about me.
Awesome. I've got to say that this must be a fairly easy thing to do, because it happens to me all the time as an engineer.
Well,
the problem I keep doing, I never follow the sentry round. I always just stand there and it turns around before I can zap it. I never thought to follow the sentry around.
Well, it really depends, because sometimes a sentry, if you stab at the end of the rotation, where it makes the noise, then you have to be really quick. But if you stab it when it's looking straight in front of the NG, or I'm sorry, straight forward, then yeah, you have time. But if you stab it at the wrong time, you're gonna have to know how to react.
Right.
Yeah. And that I do not know how to do.
It's like ring around the rosies.
And as always, check out RJ's channel to actually see this tip in action. What is your channel, RJ?
That's a long one. I'm gonna make a new one for it. So
okay,
I'll look it up.
I would just like to add that it's also a good idea to hit B as soon as possible to get your last disguise. Just so that you look like some of the other team before the sentry eventually kills you.
Actually, that's going to be my next tip of the week is...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
That's why you get
being in the future.
That's right.
Yeah. I was going to go over disguises next week, and I was going to... I'd say, spoilers, I don't use any binds. I just have... last disguise, which is spy. I disguise as spy way too often. So now you know. Check your spies.
I've seen this movie. It's amazing. You should all see it.
Real quick, RJ's channel. It's Rich J War 1994.
Lovely. It's like 10 years old. Speaking of
yeah,
which,
just subscribe to it. Yeah, it'll be a lot easier.
Yeah, I try to upload like on a Tuesday because that's when I have no work.
Excellent.
Okay, so we've got a couple other contributions here. This one's from The Rock Plumber. He says, hi, guys. I was just listening to your old shows. Love ya. Anyway, I was just wanting to know what your server name is. Also, how often do you guys go on your server? By the way, you're awesome. I hope I get to fight you in TF2. Bye. The Rock Plumber, hiding in your sewers.
I had the same problem when I was first starting out. I could not figure out how to find the server. And back then, I did not know that right-clicking would let you add a server by IP.
Alright.
I actually went on the forums and asked people, how do I join the server? And they're like, oh, the IP is so-and-so. And I'm like, that doesn't help. I don't know what to do.
Or you can always go through console. You can do connect and then space and the IP.
That's some really good info.
Good tips.
Too bad people have probably turned off the show by now.
What I do is I wait till like someone gets on the
That's what I did originally. That's why I added Cyan to my friends list.
Oh, right click and join them.
Yeah, and if you're looking for that IP, just go to controlpointpodcast.com and it should be on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can try searching for CP, I think. I don't know.
Oh, 9 minute warning. I may lag out.
If you're in America.
We're almost done. Don't worry.
And if there's anybody too lazy for that, it's 209-51-145-133.
Man, we're giving out all this good stuff. Shaft Dog has a question. Do you guys still have a Steam group? Because I can't find it. PL, help. Thanks. Keep up the good work. And we do. It's Control Point. Just search for that. Or pretty much, if you see someone playing TF2, right-click and look for their groups, because I'm sure they're in it.
They've got to be.
Everyone plays TF2 is in the group.
Yeah, because it's not like we only have 6,000 people in it, and TF2 has like 200,000. I mean, so, you know, we're close.
In the group, they just don't know it. That's the key.
Yeah, we need to get someone in the main group to, like, send out a message on that one about, hey, come listen to the show.
Yeah. Well, we cherry-pick ours. We only have the coolest users.
That's right.
Coolest gamers.
Wait, why am I here, then?
Because you are one of the coolest.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just here because I'm cheap.
And I'm just here because I send in troll bumpers.
And I'm here because I followed Awkward Meerkat.
Well, speaking of bumpers...
Did I say that out loud? Oh.
How about you all get together and give us a new Player of the Week bumper?
This
is a bumper for Player of the Week.
I say we should create a Steam account.
And I'm going to call it myself on this one.
It's a player of the week.
I don't really know what's going on.
Player of the week.
One day I'll call it.
I am done with this bumper, so you shall go on and say the player of the week now.
So, player of the week this week is a Frit, because, dude, I haven't seen you in forever, and I miss you.
Yay!
Wait, you can't player of the week Gets.
We're making an exception this week.
You can't do that.
We can break the rules.
I'm breaking the rules.
Just as fast as we can make up new ones on the fly.
All right.
I forgive you, Brent. You broke the rules for me once, too.
I'm a rule breaker.
I think I can forgive you as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll forgive you, Brent, because you're Brent.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll forgive you, Brent, because you have so many items.
Right. That y'all gave me. Thank you.
You still have a lot of scripts I gave
you. Oh, thank you for adding you to my friend list.
Yes. Thank you. I made room just for you.
Thank you. Eric, you still haven't accepted Eric.
Yeah, me either.
Eric's not accepting anyone that he doesn't know in person.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I had a big problem with not knowing who was on my list. I had like a giant list, and I didn't even like Steam anymore, really, because there was too many. It was just spammy.
Well, I'm on the show now, so.
That's true. I mean, it just boiled down to just not knowing anybody. And obviously, I know you guys now, and I've met you. But yeah, it was just like random weirdos. You know, it's like, who is this person? I mean, if you want to like stalk me or something, just follow my Twitter. You know, but if you want to talk to me and play games with me, that's why I want you on Steam. You know, so.
And you can find him at Brent Copeland. I just want to say thank you, Eric, for adding me to your Steam friends list.
he's like, sorry about you other suckers.
Yeah.
I got to bring this up because I just now saw it in the story that they ran on the TF2 blog about the hail and the stuff. Did y'all read the letter?
Yeah.
Like, you can click on the letter. Yeah. It's pretty funny. And they have a line in there, take off your pants. Stay focused. Do you think that's pointing back at No Lag? Uh-huh. I think so.
You think so?
Maybe they'll have a Critzcast like hat for CP.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Maybe.
One day.
That may be
I think that would be the didgeridoo doo. Or maybe the duck hat.
Yes. And then a spy shoots his revolver at the hat.
So does anybody know what it says on the other side of the paper?
Nope. Oh, I'm trying to read right now. I have no idea.
It's hard to see. 256.
I don't have access to the doc, so I can't.
No, it's on tf2.com.
It's on here.
I see what you mean. It's mirrored.
So. There's some writing in it. I just can't read it because I'm...
Yeah, someone who has, like, Photoshop should be able to flip that real fast and...
256. I'll try...
Where is this going?
It looks like it's upside down. It's upside down and flipped.
I'm going to edit it with some image editor and see what I can come up with. Isn't this great audio?
This is.
this is definitely ripping entertainment.
This is gripping entertainment, just like my turkey baster. It's so gripping in the right way. It loves Mr. Eric Fullerton.
Hey, guys, can we go on with the show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to end this. So, Control Point at deadworkers.com. Go to controlpointpodcast.com.
Shout-outs or surveillance.
Oh, yeah, there's no surveillance today. We're going to skip that.
Aww.
Sorry. So, but we do have shout-outs. Anybody want to give a shout-out?
I want to.
I'll give a shout out to everyone in the chat room saying join the What's in the Crate Steam group.
Nice.
Right now.
I won't shout out to everyone in the chat room because he just did. But I will shout out to my buddy Goodis. Keep doing what you're doing. And you should... It's really late, man. You should go to bed.
I want to give a shout out to RoboLemon and UberMeg, which are in my Steam group. So, it's the Meerkats.
The Meerkats.
Nice.
Yes, it's
the Meerkats.
Which I suggest you all join, by the way.
Join the Meerkats.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We do need some more people. Am I just...
No, go ahead.
I think I'm just making this into a train wreck.
No, it's too late for that.
Go on.
Sure. I'd like to give a shout out to that Ferguson kid. Me and him are gonna work on spy tips. So we're gonna do a co-op spy type of video. I have a video for surveillance actually, but we can do that next week. Give a shout out to you guys for being here. I really like being on the show. It's really exciting and entertaining radio, and it's been fun.
Awesome. It is riveting.
Okay. So, it says, Saxon, to your something, I'm, something problem.
Problem professor?
O-S-T-R-I-C-H.
Hmm. Wait, on the letter?
On the paper, yeah.
Okay.
I just can't read.
Hail to your Saxton, baby?
What?
Does it say hail to your Saxton?
Oh, yeah, from the
Madiversary. The train is going down the hill.
The train is going down. The train is going downhill, downhill, downhill.
Going off the rails on the hill.
And I get a Skype alert.
What's in my briefcase?
So, did everybody get their shout-outs? What's your shout-out, Ifrit?
I shout out to Ifrit, so hello.
Oh,
me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, and, I also want to shout out to Sick Spencer and Wes, who couldn't be here.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to Wes, not Spencer.
You guys should drink fluids and eat.
I want to shout out to the duck.
Nice.
Oh, I also like to point out I'm still beating Spencer in the game list.
Looks like we've lost.
Cool.
Okay, so go to controlpointpodcast.com and click on submissions, leave your submissions. There's actually a call us button right there on the front page now that you can use to call us and leave us messages and dirty letters and notes of
I have a question about
stuff.
That. Oh. I actually have a question about that.
Yes, what is your question, sir?
Guys.
Like, is it just me, or is it like some email addresses do not get their emails actually sent in? Because, like, I've sent in quite a bit of stuff, and I have yet to see it actually read on the show. Is that, like, this?
They were just horrible ideas.
Put them on the spot.
No, we're actually using the form now. Use the form to submit stuff.
Okay. So, my turkey baster for What's in the Crate was a terrible idea?
No, I think that's an awesome idea. I probably just didn't read it. I'm not reading emails anymore. I go straight to the submission form.
Oh.
Oh, no. Okay.
He's
oh,
been
no,
listening to so many audiobooks, he forgot how to read.
Yes. I'm joining Eric. I hate to read. But yeah, no, leave it on the submission form. Call-ins get priority, too, by the way. So, you know, call it in. We tried to make that easier by putting the Google number on the front page where you just click it, and I think it asks you your phone number, and it'll call you, and you can leave a message that way.
That is cool.
So I don't know if anybody's tried that yet. We're trying to be a little more diligent about answering those calls as well. So as always, we try to do this around 5. Usually it happens around 6 p.m. Central. That's GMT minus 6. Deadworkers.com/live. You can also get it on iTunes. And sometimes you might even find the video on YouTube or Ustream or Blip. Who knows? Anyway, follow me at Brent Copeland and see you next week.
We're now at the end of another episode of Control Point.
Victory.
Every one of you deserves a medal.
A podcast brought to you by the Dead Workers Party. See the show notes and leave comments for this episode at controlpoint.deadworkers.com. Or leave us a voicemail at area code 256-812-1010.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Hey,
my
okay.
Oh,
okay.
And thank you all for joining us tonight too. It's been trainy.
It's been trainy.
Yep. Recky. Trainy recky. But fun. It was still fun.
The word that comes into my mind is shark. And jumping has to
be with
it.
Yeah.
Let's just say the train jumped the shark and leave it at that.
Dead Workers Party Network. One terrible show after another.